Thank you, Mayor Rudy.
You're welcome.
I have a comprehensive plan amendment report that we've prepared, and I have a file copy and individual copies for council. Good evening, Mayor Rudy, councilors, and concerned citizens. Thank you for allowing us to share our thoughts for the record. According to Dune City Code, the comprehensive plan controls development and use of all land and waters within the physical boundaries of the city. As Council President Mills observed, it's a very lengthy process to amend the comprehensive plan. On January 12th of last year, City Recorder Fred Heldon reported that staff assisted the Planning Commission in preparing materials to begin the process of amending the comprehensive plan relative to Goal 1, citizen involvement. 4 days later, the city's Ordinance Review Committee released a proposed ordinance amending the comprehensive plan. This ordinance represents that Dune City has historically mistakenly interpreted the CCI's function and the comprehensive plan's citizen involvement policy A1 is incompatible and contrary with the requirements of state law. It's our understanding that local governments are allowed and even encouraged to have a deeper and more comprehensive citizen involvement policy than is required by state law. On February 9th, 2012, the council, after hearing President Mills say the comprehensive plan is outdated and erroneous, appointed the Planning Commission as the Committee for Citizen Involvement, the CCI. The first meeting was held in February, and a second meeting was held on March 6th. While the minutes of these meetings are not available online, Mr. Heldon told the council in April of 2012 that the Planning Commission had asked the Ordinance Review Committee to review feedback from the city planner and the city attorney before moving forward. During the October, November, and December council meetings, Mr. Heldon reminded the council of the need to schedule a CCI meeting. Apparently, the council never took action that resulted in a CCI meeting being scheduled, as the council had done in February of 2012. Furthermore, evidence that the council had authorized the city attorneys and city planner to be facilitators at the May 5th, 2013 CCI meeting could not be found. It's interesting to note that during the May 15th meeting, Mr. Heldon told the committee, "I guarantee the council is intimately familiar with the process that has gone on and the process that is going on tonight." In January of 2013, Mr. Heldon reported to the council that during the meeting with the city planner and the city attorney, quote, "we developed a clear strategy and plan to move ahead with an update of the process, the CCI process, and the DLC notice should be submitted during February. The DLCD notice was submitted with an ordinance amending the citizen involvement provisions of the comprehensive plan, and it specified the first evidentiary hearing date as April 9th, 2013. The ordinance ordains that comprehensive plan policy A1 is deleted in its entirety, forestalling the continuation of our town hall meeting's atmosphere whereby any resident who shows up can vote on comprehensive plan amendments. The meeting did not occur as specified, so the city planner sent DLCD a revised notice indicating that the first evidentiary hearing would be May 15th, 2013. The public notice of May 15th hearing announced the Dune City Citizens Involvement Committee, also known as the Committee for Citizen Involvement, CCI, will meet on Wednesday, May 15th at 6 p.m. The city is seeking public input and ideas on ways to involve citizens in land use planning. and concepts for purposes of discussion are available for review at City Hall and on the city's website. Neither the concepts document nor the agenda were incorporated into the May 15th meeting. While the comprehensive plan specifies that the CCI will include the City Council, the Planning Commission, and citizens at large, attendance at the meeting consisted of one City Councilor, one Planning Commissioner, two City Attorneys, the City Planner, the City Recorder, and seven others, a total of 13 persons. Two attorneys and the City Planner led the meeting. Attorney Emily Jerome said that she and Lauren are working tonight, and Jake, the City Planner, probably is also. She also said, "The instructions that I understand that Lauren got was, look, we want to have a meeting where we accomplish at least something. By the end of this meeting, we want to have something that can definitely be presented. That's the goal." The person or persons who gave instructions to City Attorney Lauren Summers were not identified. The CCI meeting minutes do not include the discussion of certain matters. For example, Attorney Jerome informed members that this is not a public hearing nor a first evidentiary hearing. Rather, we're going to gather a collective statement of everything we talk about to be presented at the Planning Commission's public hearing. Emily Jerome asked Mary Jo and John, me, to act as our representatives of the committee and bring the collective statement to the Planning Commission meeting on June 27th. The footnotes of the collective statement say this is not a consensus statement or a majority statement, and comments from the city attorneys and the planner are omitted. Respectfully submitted, David Bellmiller, who unfortunately could not be here, Peter Howson, Richard Kohler, Mary Jo Leach, who also couldn't be here this evening, Susie Nevada, and myself. And for those of us who are here tonight, we have a signed copy that we have given to the city recorder. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Stead. May I ask you a question,
please? Yes, certainly.
In your opinion, what would you like to see done?
I would like to see the proposed ordinance be revised so that it includes the town hall atmosphere approach that we have to things at the present time, where everybody or anybody who shows up at a CCI, at what today we're calling a CCI meeting, could vote.
And so, if I understand you correctly, you would like for us to not comply with ORS Goal 1?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that anywhere in this record. I don't say it tonight.
All right, thank you. I did not say that.
I didn't intend that. I don't want you to put words in my mouth. I did not say that at all.
All right.
I did say that we understand that city local governments are allowed and even encouraged to have a deeper and more comprehensive citizen involvement policy than is required by state law. I did say that.
Okay.